really opening myself up and being vulnerable and sharing my new relationship with my brother, which is absolutely amazing.
It's time to stop spinning your wheels, wasting time, money, and energy building your brand alone on social media. Hi, I'm Sophia Spolino, the host of Social Equity, the podcast, here to help you build your own profitable personal brand, the social equity you can rely on to make the money that you deserve. Are you ready, Miss Future Millionaire? Let's get into it. 1 week, 15 million views, 37,000 new followers. How CoachRe did it? We're going to talk about it. I am so proud of Everyday Strong as she passionately creates a better life for herself and her little brother, Billy. She's become the caretaker for her little brother, Billy. Coach Reed's been in the fitness industry for 12 years, specializing in Olympic lifting, power lifting, general strength training, and she completed her yoga teacher training in India, giving her a more mindful and holistic approach to life and fitness. Now, for those of you just joining this live, I'm going to say this one more time. In 1 week, 15 million views, 37,000 new followers. This has happened to someone so deserving. Coach Reed is so deserving. She's so much more than a fitness coach. She shifts your entire mindset, which will shift your life. 12 years in the industry, 12 years, y'all. But 2 months ago, she felt the call to go all in on coaching with me. She said, Sophia, look, I've tried so many programs before and nothing worked. I didn't end up making more money. I didn't end up blowing up on social media. She joined my profitable personal brand life coaching program. She's taken her coaching business, Everyday Strong, completely online, no longer limiting herself to the four walls of a gym. Her purpose is to help others live a fulfilling, healthy, and strong life, mind, body, spirit. Now, everyone can look at her 15 million views and 37K new followers and might think, oh, this happened overnight. This happened overnight. But there's no such thing as overnight success. Whether you're building a brand or building muscle, it takes strategy. I want you guys to know just off the bat before she comes on, it took 2 weeks for her to get her first offer ready. We honed in on her true zone of genius and structured an offer with a bite-sized win that would have clients coming back to pay more. It took 2 months for her to have her viral moment after learning the framework for stories that set her soul on fire and set her audience's soul on fire. We incorporated strategic storytelling into all that she does. It took 4 live coaching calls with me. We refined the strategy and kept her eyes on the vision of becoming the icon in her industry. And she set up a real back end to her business. 1 video prompt to go viral. 1 week to see 37K in growth on Instagram. And maybe like Coach Reed, you're ready to shift into your best self in business, in mindset, even your health. She is refining how to build healthy habits, mind, body, spirit with her 90-day Everyday Strong method that will help you dial in on your goals and have the audacity to achieve them. The tools that turn up the importance factor, which we're gonna go into. If you're struggling to stay consistent, she's gonna get into what she calls the importance factor that's gonna help you get there. And you will be on an intractable mission to reach your goals. Welcome to Social Equity. Coach, been my client for 2 months. You've truly become a friend, and I'm so, so grateful to have you on the show. A few months ago, I told God, send me a client that's so, so worthy of the icon, becoming the icon, and I want to see you make more money than me. I want to see you grow bigger than me. Like, you're on track. So let's get into it.
Yeah, thank you so much for that intro. I appreciate it, and I'm really excited to do this live and chat more and just really reach more people. That's what we're all doing, right? Is we're here to help one another, and we want to share the love and have our circles as big as possible. So I'm happy to be here, and thank you so much for that intro.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's so true. Okay, so you've grown so fast. You've got so much influence now that you didn't even know would be coming. Like, you just woke up and it was there after you put in the work, like in the gym, like you do with your clients, but you're so deserving of this. And as someone who helps lots of women, I'm really glad that this happened to you specifically, because you're able to now start creating a life for Billy that he never had. For everyone who doesn't know who Billy is, can you share about your background, who Billy is, and your parents, and that whole situation that you've really adopted?
Yeah. I mean, we have Billy to thank for that viral video and just his wholesomeness and innocence. And I mean, yeah, that's the 15 million viral video. And one of the things that, you know, I love the program about, and one of my hesitations for the last 12 years about really taking my coaching online, was how do I get that personal connection through social media? You get me in person, in the gym, I know how to create those relationships. And so being able to have the support and confidence to share a little bit more about not only myself, but my family. The last 17 years, I was not a part of my family. And when people would ask, you know, about my mom, dad, brother, and stuff like that, it was just, I held it so close and I protected it that I didn't talk about it much. So really opening myself up and being vulnerable and sharing my new relationship with my brother, which is absolutely amazing. And I've only been living, people ask me, you know, does he live with you? And I'm like, no, he doesn't live with me. I live with him. Like, because that is right. Like, I completely changed my entire life to be here with him, wow. Not just for him, but with him, because we are a team. And it's only been 5 months. My dad passed in February of last year, and he had, you know, a really hard time with his health. And Billy was here helping my parents. And when my dad passed, my mom, she has cerebral palsy, and she became extremely dependent over the last really 10 years, and she walks on crutches. And so day-to-day activities are extremely hard. And so having a care provider such as my dad that was doing a lot along with Billy helping out, but with my dad being gone and I was living in Colorado, I'm like, what do I do? And I'm going back and forth from Colorado to Texas to just really, I was here so much more to figure out what is going to be the best quality of life for everyone, right? For my mom, for my brother, and for myself. And I always knew that this was going to happen. I always did, because wow. I was born into this family. And so I made the decision at 17 when I graduated high school that, all right, I need to go and explore. I need to go and figure out what this life is, who I want to be. And now, like, have I had guilt and shame and all of that? Yes, of course. But I have healed so many different parts, and I'm able to sit here now and show up for my mom and brother in ways that I don't think I would have been able to if wow. I didn't take that 17
time.
Years.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, this is kind of personal and you don't have to answer, but I never even asked you as like one-on-one client, like, did you feel like you couldn't be there also because you were gay, or did your parents accept that you were gay really early? You don't have to answer if you don't want to. I'm just curious.
No. This is like, I'm going to be completely vulnerable. I have not said this out loud too many times. But growing up in a family of special needs, I felt like I couldn't be gay because I was the normal one, quote, right? Like, nobody's normal, nobody. But growing up, like, I always knew, like, I was attracted to women. I mean, I was always the tomboy, right? Yeah. And I just, like, so I always knew, but I kept that so deep within me because I couldn't have something wrong with me. Mm-hmm. I already had a family that had special needs because my dad, you know, he had some intellectual disabilities. So it was truly my mom, my brother, and my dad.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that was a big part of me having to break away and figure out, like, Who am I? How do I get comfortable with who I am?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a very, I can sit and talk about it now, but that was a very hard thing for me to admit, to not feel guilt and shame over, and to be accepting of myself too, you know,
Wow.
where it's like nobody's perfect, nobody at all. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
no. Okay, thank you for sharing it. I'm always so curious. And I for everyone who doesn't know, you became my client because we became friends on Lesbian TikTok. So freaking shout out to Lesbian TikTok. It's where all the fun is. Anyway, well, you
Yeah.
can go back to telling your story though. So you left Colorado. You knew you had to go take that time before essentially it would be over for you to come and help and play your part in the family.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up so fast. Like my brother was born when I was 6. We're 6 years apart. And so, I grew up in a role where I had a lot more responsibility. So I always knew it was going to come back around. I just didn't know how, what it looked like, and it was frightening, y'all. Like just having that kind of like cloud, right? Because you just
Yeah.
don't know. And how do you plan for your life when you know that this is over here and it's going to come back around at some point? You just don't know to what extent. And being able to sit here a little over a year later, it has truly fallen into place, and I could have not planned it any better with a really crappy, situation that happened. But yeah, it was stressful and all of these things, but it truly just fell into place. And Billy has, like, I'm just so excited to be here for Billy and to be able to create the life that I want to create for him. Because again, I took that time. I've traveled the world. I got my education. I did the things that we're supposed to do in our 20s and, early 30s. And now Billy, I'm excited to be able to give him those opportunities and to
Yeah.
just allow him to come out of his shell so much more. And so creating a balance, a work-life balance where I can do that, I think is huge. And again, to try to circle it back around to the program, I mean, a year before my dad passed, that was when I started reintegrating myself back into my family because my dad was getting so sick and he didn't know what was wrong because it was like
Wow.
everything, and he needed help for like talking to the doctors and all of that. And so I started reintegrating and I started helping more. And that's when I signed up for this coaching program because I knew, I was like, I want to continue to do what I love. I'm not going to be able to do it in person like I once was. And
Yeah.
so I signed up for a course where it was more just strictly personal trainers. And it wasn't aligned with me. It was a lot more aggressive. I tried it, but then things started spiraling with my dad even more, and I just didn't have the time or capacity, especially this last year. And so when I came across your content on TikTok and Instagram, I felt so much more aligned to it because it wasn't just for personal trainers. It was for, just building your personal brand. And that, as a personal trainer, like, it's called personal training for a reason,
Yeah.
right? Like, you have that connection, and you have, it's like real estate agents. There are so many personal trainers out there. There's so many real estate agents. Like, what is going to, like, why are people going to want to, train with me, sign up for my programs? It's because of that personal connection. And so being able to create that on online platforms and social media, I think is huge. And being able to have just the community and have a mentor such as yourself, to stay aligned and have that support, I think it's just, for me at least, it has elevated me in so many different ways. And I think it's just a combination of a lot of things. Like, I've tried doing this on my own and it's too overwhelming. I've tried different programs, I've tried this, I tried that, and it just, like, everything aligned.
Thank
So I'm, yeah.
you. I'm really proud of the program because I feel like It's not overwhelming to the nervous system. We meet biweekly. So there's like that every other week, you've got time to integrate. You've got the course whenever you want at your fingertips. Plus, people can ask us questions every day. So you're never getting that stuck feeling. And then you fall off the bandwagon. Since you've come in, you've done what some people have spent years trying to do, and you've done it in 2 months. And that's not just because my course and my program is great, but it's because you've taken action and you really stepped into who you are and your story. You've really, like, I've given you framework and you're just like, okay, great. Like, it clicked for you, strategic storytelling. So,
And
yeah.
that has to, so
Awesome.
I want to note too that I've also been that person where I didn't do anything as well too. So,
Really? I
yeah,
can't
I mean,
stand
I told you
you.
I signed up for that course and I was in it, and I didn't, I had the framework, I had it all there. Like, no, I wasn't aligned. And I think, like, when before this live, I really sat and I wanted to, like, there are certain things that I truly want to get across that I think is so important for, like, your listeners to hear, especially if they're interested in, jumping into a course, is that, like, all of my failed steps of trying to take this online has led me to you, right? Like,
True.
and the reason why I'm taking action is because I know what it looks like when I don't take action. Nothing happens,
It's
right?
so
Like,
good.
nothing happens. I can have, and I'm really enjoying this whole process because I'm relating it to how people feel about working out, about fitness programs. Like, even though I'm not intimidated by fitness and working out and stuff like that, doesn't mean I don't have other areas of intimidation, and that's
100%.
business, like taking it online, where I'm like, whoa, it's way too much. You can have everything in front of you, you can have a great mentor and still not do it. So just, I guess, being kind to yourself, if you do have that slow process, like, that's still okay, because when it's supposed to fall into place, it's going to fall in place and it's going to catch fire like it did the last 2 weeks, right?
Yes. Yes, speaking of fire, everyone, I have a new offer that's coming out. And if you want to learn how to do what I just taught Coach Reed to do, show up as yourself, tell your story strategically in a way that actually captures leads for you to make real money, not just go viral and it just go to waste, you'll want to DM me a little fire emoji and I'll put you on the wait list. The first 9 women, I think it's nine women who DM me the fire emoji and actually end up getting this offer, which is the most affordable thing I've ever done before, are going to get a surprise. So that's that. Now, I have a message here that says, I trained online with Coach Reed for a year. She does an amazing job and helped me progress so much. So I love hearing that about you. I can tell you really care about your clients. What makes what you do different? Because I know, like, your spirit, other people don't know your spirit yet. Like, who are you really helping here? What's different?
So, and this is something that I've really had to sit with myself in transition as I'm recreating, right? Because I have 12 years of in-person personal training, and it's really easy to go back to what I know. And what I know is showing up into the gym, and I love strength training. I love teaching beginners, especially women who are intimidated by weights. And they're like, I look at them, I'm like, you can deadlift 200 pounds. And they're like, what? I'm like, just wait. I'm like, I got you. And then within 6 weeks, they think I'm a miracle worker. I'm like, it's just because I love what I do, right? And I genuinely do love that aspect of it. But as I'm recreating myself and really going online, there's so much more to just being strong. There's so much more to just looking good and having biceps and a six pack and a big peach is what, it's so popular right
It's
now.
so funny. As a lesbian, I could care less about if a girl has a big peach.
But there's always been this deeper side of who I am in this spiritual aspect that I feel like I haven't really gotten to share. And it's so important when we're truly trying to transform and change our habits, right? And so what is making me different now as I show up online is instead of the focusing on the physical aspect first, we're focusing on the mental aspect. Because how many times do we get in our own way, right? And how many times are we judging ourselves, comparing ourselves to the 19-year-old that we used to be, to the 30-year-old that we used to be? And so being able to truly sit with individuals and allow them to release some of those blocks and let them know that, like, it's okay to show up where you are and who you are today. You know, I think that there's a lot of like, oh, but I should do this, or I used to do this, or this. And it's like, okay, but where are you right now? And it's okay to show up exactly where you are right now. So truly helping people get through those mental blocks and those limiting things that are truly holding them back for showing up for themselves, right? And then and then adding in that spiritual aspect, because I think that it's so important to have a deeper connection, whatever that looks like for you, whether it's God, divine, universe, the Tao, energy, yourself, like what's going to keep you going? Mine right now is definitely Billy, right? Yeah. Like, no, I want to show up for this course. I want to be able to create something so amazing to give him the life that I like he deserves, right? And so what is that higher purpose? I know within the fitness industry, we talk about like, what is your why? Or just in coaching, right? Yeah. Like, what is your why? What is your why? Which, yes, I think that is really important, but also having that connection, having that spiritual connection, it goes so much deeper than me just saying, oh, I'm showing up for Billy, or I have had clients like, oh, I want to do this so I can play with my grandchildren when they're older. That's great, but like, we got to get deeper. Yeah. We got to get so much deeper, right?
I'm so curious, when you say deeper, is it, for me, it's like, okay, I could say my why is to have a beautiful wife and kid one day, money in the bank, chilling, like, that's it. But I also have a deeper why where it's like, I want to honor God with my life. I want to reach more people and do good in the world. I want to always go to God about my communication and get healthier. So that's what I think. Is that what you mean when you say a bigger why, like a higher power why, or what do you mean?
Yeah, but even deeper, right? Like, why do you want a beautiful wife and a kid? Like, what is that like deep soul feeling in that why? Because that's what you feel called, because you just want to exist, because you want to be, because you want to build a family, like really getting in tune with that energy behind what is that why and what does that look like for you? And knowing that it changes too, right? Like everything ebbs and flows, and that frequency, that energy to that deeper like why in 5 years, that energy could change completely different. It could look completely different. And so I think, yes, that why, but also being in tune to yourself and being aware that those frequencies and that deeper meaning does change, and allowing yourself to move with it also. I don't know. Did I answer your question?
You did.
Okay.
And we've been working on you cultivating your offer. Like, it's been less than 2 months in the program, and in 2 weeks you had an offer. And one of the things that I like clients to get really specific on is giving their clients a time frame for results. And you were very, very quick to do that. And for you, it was like 90 days. So you're very convicted about 90 days. Why is your program 90 days strong? And tell us what people will feel like after 90 days and why. Like, what's the reason why behind 90?
Yeah, so when I sat down and I was really thinking about like, what kind of program do I want to put out there? You have a lot of like 30-day challenges, and then you have like the 75-day strong type, you know, workout, and all of these different challenges. And I was doing some research, and the 66 days. The magic of 66 days. On average, it takes individuals for a habit to become automatic in 66 days. And so because it can be very overwhelming when you throw all of this stuff at people, which I have done in the past with all my stuff. I'm like, here, do all of this. Okay, go. It's like, no, that doesn't necessarily, it gets overwhelming and people become paralyzed, right?
Yeah.
And so the 90-day program is what I have set up, is where we set a habit or that goal in the mindset first, and we work on that for 10 days. And then we set a spiritual habit. So now you already have that mindset habit going for 10 days, and now we're going to add that spirit. And so you're working on mindset and spirit for now the next 10 days. And so once you hit 20 days, you've got that mindset, you've got that spirit, and now we're going to add in that physical aspect. And so the next 10 days, you're going to add in the physical goal that you have set. And when I say setting the goals, I'm like minimum 5 minutes for each goal. So if you can set aside 15 minutes a day, you can do this. And it's really geared towards wherever you are on your fitness journey also. And so at the end of 30 days, you have those three habits going. And then consistency, that is my fourth step, is we're going to keep on going with it. So at the end of 90 days, you're going to hit that 66-day mark at different times within that 90 days. So you're going to hit that mindset goal at 66 days first, and then 10 days later, you're going to hit that spirit goal at 66 days. And then at, you know, 88 days, you're going to hit that physical goal. And so by 90 days, you're going to have three habits that are automatic.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. Because it actually will work. It actually is going to be something that makes a true difference. It's bite-sized enough, and
right,
people will be able to not get overwhelmed. They'll be able to start adding one thing at a time. It's covering all the important areas. And you talk about turning up the importance factor in order to get shit done. Like, that's why you take action on it. From what I understand, that's what you teach. Can you teach us how to turn up the importance factor? If you had to summarize it, teach our audience here.
Oh my gosh, this importance factor is just like fueling through my blood right now. And I'm so excited to just like dig deeper into it, because I truly think that like I'm on to something with it, because it's like, Sophia, why do you brush your teeth every day?
Well, teeth is the most important thing to me in partnership. To me, like, teeth are every, because the breath is everything. That's it, breath.
And like, we were all taught at such a young age, right, that brushing your teeth is so important. And if we don't, it's going to cost us a lot of money, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If we don't, we can have cavities, we can have root canals, we can have all of it. So we were taught at such a young age that brushing your teeth is extremely important.
Yes.
And so when I really started thinking about this, and I started thinking about my background, like, you know, movement is really important to me. Why is that? Because at the age of 5, I was shooting my first basketball and at a regular hoop. And I had an aunt standing right next to me, and I would say, osmos, osmos. And she would stand there for 2 hours.
Wow.
And she would just wait.
Oh.
And I'd say, osmos. At such a young age, I was taught that movement was important. And I held on to that. Unfortunately, people didn't have that, right? And so just because you weren't taught at such a young age that whatever movement, you didn't necessarily have to be in sports, but like, what is that importance factor and how do you turn that up? Like, you can start anywhere. Okay, maybe I'm 45 and I see that, you know, movement hasn't really been that important to me. How do we dig deep? Like, why do people show up to their 9-to-5 jobs every day?
Yeah.
Because making money so they have a roof over their head, so they can feed their family. Like, it's extremely important to them, and that's why they show up. So being able, and like, this is still a new thing that like I'm trying to sort out for myself and how to get really clear and helping others. Like, what is that importance factor and how do we turn up that importance factor on making time for yourself? Like, for me, another reason why I created the 90 Day Strong method is because this last year, all of my habits went completely out the door. Because
Yeah.
before, I had time to spend an hour at the gym. I can meditate for an hour. But then once I had family obligations, I had no time that I didn't know, oh, just spending 15 minutes. Or it's not that I didn't know, it's just when you're like down on sea, the bottom of the sea, you're not thinking of that
No,
stuff, right? And
no.
I saw parts of myself that I will not allow myself to go back to. So my importance factor is really high because I know what the consequence is.
Ooh,
We
that's
know what the
good.
con we know what the consequence is if we don't brush our teeth. We know what the consequence is if we don't show up for work. We don't get paid.
Yeah.
I know for myself, I know what my consequence is if I'm not moving every day, if I'm not spending time on my mental health and my spiritual health. So,
So
whoo,
good.
like
So
I
good.
said, it's how do you turn up that importance factor? Like, what's the consequence of you not turning up the importance factor, really?
I love it. I love it. So that's the question asked. What happens if I don't? And I think one of the scariest things is we stay the same. Like, I think that's absolutely frightening. Even if nothing changed now, like my life is good. I wouldn't want that. I could be so boring. I want to always be growing. I want to always be scaling. You got someone commenting, Coach Reed is so authentic. I'm doing her 90-day program. I screenshotted for your social proof. So excited for everyone in here. Okay, so I'm wondering, is there anyone listening who needs to turn up their important factor on their fitness, on their mindset, on their spirituality, or on their social media and business? Like, whatever it is, like you were saying, what's the motivation? What's the consequence? And people don't take action. They say they want to build their business, but they don't take action. And so to me, not posting on social media is literally going, I didn't show up at work today. If you own your own business, you can pretend that you have a business, like playing house like a little kid, and you can not show up, and you can show up sometimes, or you can show up, but you're not really being effective because you don't really know what you're doing. You don't have a real strategy. Or you can say, oh my God, it's time to like really show up for me, the real strategy that's gonna work. Do you see people do this in other ways, like in your industry, like going to the gym or like getting instruction that doesn't like add up to something?
Yes, we all do it.
Yeah.
All. We all do it. And to stay on the business aspect side of it, I mean, again, my importance factor has completely changed, right? And that's why I am taking action, because I can either restart in person from ground zero, I know what that life looks like, or I can restart online, reach more people, build something so amazing, and I have the freedom and flexibility. Like my importance factor, because I know what this life looks like.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want that. And so I do want to ask you a question. I know we're going back and forth, and I just, talking about personal training and personal branding, and with AI coming, like it's here, right?
Yeah.
And like, what is the number one thing that you think that we need to survive in this AI coming up?
That's a great question, especially as literally WhatsApp now provides trainers, right, that are AI generated. First of all, I like to think of why do, and if you don't go to the gym, why do you do anything that you pay for an experience? For me, I go to the gym and I work with a trainer or in a group class because I like the energy of other people around. And I would choose people to work out with based on the energy, whether that's a friend or that's a trainer, because I need that energy. I need that direction. So the same thing happens when I choose a coach online. The same thing happens when I choose my CPA, when I choose my lawyer, when I choose my bookkeeper. All these services that we provide, why do we choose them? And if AI is going to come in and replace a lot of jobs, because what's going to happen is we can't be afraid of it. We have to use AI to the best of our abilities to help us move faster so that we can be more cost effective, so we can reach more people. And the strong are going to survive. The people who adapt to AI and technology are going to come out on top as long as right now they're not waiting to build their profitable personal brand. So if you're building a personal brand and you're leveraging AI, what's going to happen is AI is not going to replace you because you're going to be the icon. You're going to be the industry leader. People are going to love your energy. People are going to love who you are. People are paying for who you are, not just what you do. And then beyond that, you're going to be able to move faster. So you'll still be able to stay cost effective because you're leveraging AI in your business. If you don't adapt to AI, eventually they'll be like, well, I have to go where it's cheaper. But if you can learn how to use AI in your business, reach more people, have more customers, maybe it's more volume in your industry and you're able to reach more people with technology, then awesome. But the people who don't do this, ugh, it's going to be bad because what's going to happen is the icons will rise and everyone else is just going to go to the cheapest options. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have another question real quick that I'm curious about this because like I said, this was one of my blocks really taking everything online is because yes, I agree with you. It's all about energy. I've heard that throughout my whole personal training career. People come in and they're like, oh my gosh, I love your energy. And I'm like, how do I get that across online? So I think you've just done a fabulous job of getting your energy mm-hmm. across. And like, what do you think from your perspective is one of the most important ways that you incorporate, you know, sharing your yeah. energy and still feeling connected while you're putting out these programs?
Yeah, great question. So it's exactly what you did to go viral, to hit that 37,000, to hit that 15 million. It was always choosing to weave in your story. When we start a video with a story, and the quickest way for anyone listening here who's like, I just want one quick tip. Okay, cool, here it is. If you can set people up in a timeline when you start your story, you're subconsciously tucking them in for a bedtime story, meaning they're not going to scroll. They're more likely to stay on your video, stay on your content because they want to hear what happens. We like stories as humans. Even from caveman days, we were storytellers around a fire. So if someone starts their video off with, I'm going to tell you three tips to create that peach that you want, that's one thing. Or you could say 6 months ago, she was looking in the mirror, like really icked about her body, even though she has always worked out. She's always taken care of herself, but something wasn't right. She just wasn't happy about it. She's been looking at these pictures in the magazine and describing this. You're putting yourself in a movie, right? You're putting your client in a movie. The quickest way to do that is to give people a timeline within your first 3 seconds of the video or show something that implies a timeline. So what I mean by that is, okay, 3 months ago, blank, or back in 2016, blank, or back when I was in college, or what you did with Billy. When you actually showed the coffee and that clip happened so fast, when we saw that second clip come in within like a 2 second marker, we realized really quickly, this was almost like a timeline we were watching. So we're immediately getting pulled into a story. And the reason why yours went viral specifically was a few factors. First of all, it is a story. We're watching a story happen. We're seeing the time move. We're also seeing a heartwarming visual hook, a young man bringing you coffee. Even if we don't know anything about Billy, we don't know anything about what he's dealing with. Specifically, is it autism? Is that okay? Yeah. Yes. So even though we don't know yet, within that first second, we see something heartwarming, whether or not we know what's going on the inside. We see someone bringing coffee. It's an action. It's movement on the screen. We also see the fact that you tell a story verbally. You do a voiceover. That story is not complex. That story is heartwarming. You pair it with slightly different text on the screen. So as humans, we're not just following what's on the screen. Our brains are working overtime to hear what you're saying and also follow the very simple story. Because if this would have been complex, if it would have been two different complex stories, this wouldn't have worked. People would have got confused. They would have clicked off. But because they complemented each other, but they were slightly different, this really worked. It was like a viral pie where we're getting a visual hook. We're getting a heartwarming hook. We're getting a story hook. We're getting a timeline. We're also getting two different stories, one in text, captions on the screen, very subtle, and one verbally. That's really powerful. You had all these things working for you. And for human brains that are really conditioned since 2020 because of TikTok to just need to be fired off 24/7, very low attention spans, this really, really worked. So for anyone wanting to go viral, the biggest thing to do is tell a story. The second best thing you can do is have a few things going on visually that are keeping your audience tagging along. And when you tell your story, you got to start with something intriguing, heartwarming, shocking, surprising, humorous. And for you, it was heartwarming. It was extremely heartwarming. So I forgot what your original question was, but I went off on a tangent there.
It was great. It was great. Yeah, we were talking about energy and how you get your energy across. And just to kind of segue off of what you were saying, I know for myself, when I, like, if I don't have the right energy within me, I don't make content. Because I know, because it's so important to me, whether other people are picking it up or not, I am. And I don't want to put any content out there that isn't truly authentic to who I am just to get views. I'm not just going to throw things up there just to get views. And that's something that I want to continue to make sure that I get that across within my platforms, is that, like, I'm not setting these things up. Like, I just have my phone in my pocket and I try to pull it up really quickly. Right. Because I think that authenticity, and going back to the AI, it's like not only that connection, but that true authenticity. People want to see that you're human, right? Because all of these robots, and when I first started TikTok in COVID days, I was like super nervous about it. And I would try to like record so many times and have things be perfect. And then I got to a point where I'm like, I want it to be like this. Like, sitting down, having coffee, like, you're my best friend and you've known
you
me
are
forever.
My best friend.
Yay!
It all started like that.
So it's having that energy that's coming across, and it's also just truly showing that authenticity. People want to see that you're real, and you know what? Real people make mistakes. Whether I say things right or wrong, or I'm like, whatever, you know, my brain's going like this and my energy in my hands. I know people have brought up my hands a lot too.
Oh, I love it.
It's part of me, is how I talk. So
I love it. No, same for me. I'm Italian. I can't help but not do it. My gosh. Like,
I have a lot of Italian in me also. So it
really
comes out.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's amazing. Now it all makes sense. Well, I'm just so excited for you and what you're doing right now. Your next steps is to continue to create this better life for Billy. We're talking about help. Like, we had a private coaching call the other night, which was really exciting. We did a giveaway. You won that giveaway. It was a very intentional giveaway. You worked for that. I was really happy to do it for you. We were really polishing up your offer. And right now you have an opportunity to make reoccurring revenue in a way that many people don't. If you want to keep that secret, totally keep it secret, or if you want to talk about it, you can. But is there any sort of teaser you want to tell people?
Yeah,
about what's coming up?
I think I have just, my heart has been so full with appreciation and gratitude. Like, the messages that I have received over the last 2 weeks have just been, I mean, I'm crying.
Yeah.
Some of them, they've just been so heartwarming, and I could go off on a tangent on that, but to bring it back around, is I've had people ask, like, do y'all have a PO box? Do you have Venmo? Like, can we please send you so you and Billy can go get donuts or stuff like this and help y'all out? And I haven't replied to them just because, you know, I've really sat with it. First off, Billy has a lot of toys. I have 5 bins. Like, that is what I've truly been before I signed up for your course. 3 months prior, I was remodeling this house and I was cleaning it out. So I didn't have time to do anything else because I painted this entire house. I had contractors come in and do the floor, bathroom, all of that. I mean, this house had not changed since I left in high school.
Wow.
The bed that I slept in was still here. Like, talk about just childhood everything flowing back, you know? So I'm just so grateful that so many people want to support and they want to see us thrive. They truly do. Like, people are invested in our story. And so there's a membership option coming up that's very low ticket. It's going to be, you know, $5 a month. And we want to give back, though, because not only you see Billy and I working as a team, like, you know, I don't caregiving. I know people have said, like, what is it like being a caregiver? I'm like, no, he's my brother. Like, we're a team. It's just for family. You know, I'm not just taking care of him. We are truly taking care of one another. And that's what I truly want to extend to our new Instagram family, because Instagram has adopted Billy as their brother. Like, there are so many comments that have said he's our brother now. But that's in any relationship, right?
Yeah.
We want to have equal parts of give and take. And so by creating this membership, people who feel called to, you know, want to support us in whatever way, they can sign up for this membership and we can still give back to them. So we're still adding joy. We'll have, you know, just extra exclusive content for those part of the membership where they get like more of an insider scoop of what we're doing throughout our days a little bit more, and some just more inspiration and motivation. But that feels right to me, because it's, again, we have to have that equal parts of give and take in any relationship.
Yeah.
So that includes Instagram family also, or social media family. So
I love it. It says so much about your character, but you're like, I don't want people just to hand me things. Like, I want to provide something. And I'm really excited as a coach to be able to help you structure reoccurring revenue. I don't think people realize how incredible the online world is. You can give something, and you can give it to a lot of people, and you could charge only $5 for it, and you can make full-time income and more than you've ever dreamed because of social media. And so the women or the people who are going to be signing up for this offer are going to get so much joy. You have so much expertise when it comes to mindset, when it comes to fitness, and for everyone to just get this behind the scenes look is going to be so incredible. Cause I know just seeing what you're willing to share to everyone publicly, it makes your heart smile. Like, you could start the day with Abraham Hicks, a worship song, or Coach Reed and Billy. Like, it's still the same effect. It's like so much joy down in my heart.
Well, and one of the biggest questions that I've got throughout all of my years of personal training is, they're like, do you always wake up this happy? Like, do you always have this much energy? So to be able to show people, right? Like, okay, no, I have I like my quiet time also. And by carving out that quiet time, I'm an extrovert. My sun sign is Leo. My rising sign is Leo. I got fire, baby.
So oh my God, I love Leos.
You put me out in front of people. Yes, I fuel off of that, but I also really enjoy my time. And so to be able to show people that, because again, I think a lot of people have this misconception with fitness influencers online, and they see like, oh my gosh, they always eat healthy. They, you know, they work out all the time. They get 8 hours of sleep, blah, 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 blah. I've been extremely transparent with all of my clients where they're like, oh, I bet you don't go eat cheeseburgers. I eat cheeseburgers every Friday after heavy lifting. Maybe not every Friday, but yeah, I eat cheeseburgers. Like, yes, I'll eat that. You know, it's just everybody is so different.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and being able to take it online and to make an income that, you know, I was capped at a certain point. And I have another question for you, though, if we have time. Okay, speaking about just being back in the house that I left in high school. We moved into this house when I was in ninth grade. And then I, you know, moved out after I graduated. So how do our childhood traumas connect with how much money we are capable of making?
That is a great question. So we can all look back and figure out the memory or the moment whenever you were given something that's not true to be your truth as a child. So for me in particular, particular I can go back, and it was the moment my mom told me, like, you cannot make a lot of money because if you do, your husband will always expect you to be the breadwinner. And then, oh my gosh, you'll never be able to stay home with the babies. And that would be tragic to a Southern religious mom, right? So that's a really silly thing now that I think about it. But it was the thing that kept me from studying math and science. Obviously, I was meant to study marketing and sales, but and fashion, but that's what kept me from studying those things, because I was literally told I don't need that, or told my homeschool teachers were told, don't worry about it. Like, if she makes that grade, it doesn't matter. Like, we're just going to focus on English. And so that was something that my mom did out of love to protect me, because she wanted me to be able to be that stay-at-home mom and have this like perfect picket fence life. But it's really dangerous teaching. And it's something that we're not doing to our daughters in this generation, thank God. But all of us have these subconscious things. And maybe for you, maybe it's something you can practice right now. What was it, that moment where you learned something about money that made having more money actually a dangerous thing? Was it that it's always just going to be gone? Was it always just going to be for bills? Was that people who have money aren't good people? Like, we all have something that we heard that conditioned us. Oh, it's okay. It's all good.
There's a woman walking a baby, and I have three dogs going crazy.
Is it okay? Okay. Don't worry. We're live. This is what happens.
I know. It's great, right? So, yeah, I think I definitely grew up in more of a lack mentality. But one of the things that I've noticed being just not only back here, but back in San Antonio and getting to be here as an adult, people are so kind and so giving with their services. And when I look back on my dad would do anything for any stranger and ask very little. And so I think that is one of the things, is like, where do you find this balance of, you know, being able to give without, you know, conditions or expecting anything, but also making a living too. Mm-hmm. Like, I genuinely love helping people, and it feels weird where I'm like, oh, because I want it to be accessible for everyone.
Yeah.
Right. And I get this like feeling of like, oh, well, if it doesn't work for you, let's find what does work, right? And so being able to, I think that's one of the struggles, is being able to, like, how do you find this balance and create this system where not only can you give and, you know, have that generous heart, but you can also still make a living too, you know?
That's a great question. So first of all, you have to be fully supported as an entrepreneur to be able to be a good service provider. You have to have your nervous system actually in check. And that's going to come from being fully supported, being grounded, not being stressed out about the finances. So it's okay to ask for what you're worth. In fact, you must. Otherwise, you won't be able to serve from a full cup. But the way to make things accessible for everybody is to have different offers. So if someone wants one-on-one time with Coach Reed, they're going to have to pay a high ticket for it. Not only are you really good at what you do, really skilled, you've proven it with clients time and time again, you're now an icon online. So if they want to work with you and get that opportunity to be in your energy, they're going to have to pay for it. Just like people have to pay me for one-on-one super high ticket. And then there's also your offer that's going to be low ticket for people to get a touch of your energy, right? So you're making things accessible, and maybe one day you have an offer in the middle, or the 90 Day Strong is that offer in the middle where people pay a little bit more and they get even more from you and they're able to get even more results. So everyone listening who's like, oh, I don't know if I'll be able to make this accessible, but yet I know I need to make money. It's okay for you to have, in fact, you should have scalable offer suite, which is something I teach in the Profitable Personal Brand Coaching Program, where you have offers that are for those luxury VIP clients who want that attention, who want to pay to be in your energy, who want that expertise. And then you have offers that are more affordable, and then the most affordable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
And that is something, I mean, I think we've all struggled with this at some point, our work,
yes,
right? And that's doing a lot of the shadow work, and that's coming into who you're truly meant to be in this life and what your purpose is. And I feel like I'm getting so much more in tune to that as I'm continuing forward. And recognizing your worth is just so important in so many different aspects, and having the confidence and the just the confidence to know that you are worth it, because everybody is worthy, everybody is deserving. And how do we, you know, yeah, I can tell you that, you can tell me that, we can tell other people. But just like with anything else, with coaching and business, with coaching and fitness, it's like you have to tell yourself that. And you
oh, yeah.
have to feel it and you have to believe it, right?
Absolutely. And like you said about the importance factor, what's the consequence of you not? What's
right.
the consequence of you not knowing your worth? It means your clients are not going to get the best results because they're not energetically putting skin in the game. Yeah. They're not paying for it, so they're not going to do it. I know for me, when it came to having a concierge nutritionist, if I wasn't paying her the high ticket that I am, I wouldn't be following through. I wouldn't be feeling better. I feel like a different person a year ago than I did. Yeah, it's absolutely insane. So as you shift gears and you get your business more online, do you see yourself personally training still? Or is this going to be, because I see you speaking, I see you like being a life coach on so many different facets to hit with people.
Yeah, it's definitely shifting a lot. I here in San Antonio, I coach a weightlifting class. So when I've like thought about what is my ideal situation, and this was when I was living in Colorado, and I had, you know, I had turned my garage into a gym because it was COVID and it was the best option, and I did great doing it. And I loved it. And it was awesome because if someone canceled, I just walked back inside into my house, you know, and I was like, this is great. I always loved the idea of being able to train whenever I wanted to in person, because I do. I'm an extrovert. I love being around people. I love talking. I love walking around with coffee and saying, you're not squatting right. Like, I just love it. but I want to do that by choice. And like, I'm so fortunate for the opportunity that I have now where, yeah, at the gym that I'm currently helping out, it is. It's like, you know, if you want to do this class, you can. If you don't want to, well, we can stop it after 6 weeks. Or if you need a break, like, I want to show up in person when I want to show up. Online with a personal training, I do feel myself shifting away from it so much more. Just because I want to reach people on such a different level. And I've always had this, like, you know, motivational speaker in the back of my mind. I made an Instagram post about it after my dad's memorial, and this pastor came up to me, and he really, I mean, he was so serious. He looked at me, he's like, what do you do? And I'm like, I'm a personal trainer. He's like, okay. He's like, have you done any, you know, public speaking or any ministry? And I'm like,
you know, it's bad when the preachers come up to the lesbians and they're like, you're meant to use your voice.
Yeah. And I mean, I genuinely do love it. Like, I always say, you give me a mic and I don't know what I'm going to say, but I'm going to talk.
You're going to motivate people.
And that's how I am. I've always connected with Wayne Dyer because that's how he always spoke. And once I heard that he did that, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so me. Like, being able to be aligned with spirit so much that you don't have to worry about what you're saying or how you're saying it, because you have trust that whatever is coming out, you're just a channel,
yeah.
right? We're all just channels. 100%. And so, yeah, I can see myself just shifting, because like I said, I've always had a deeper spiritual connection that I've, you know, just kind of held down, because in the fitness industry, it's like people aren't there to talk about the universe and God and spirituality. So
maybe that's what you do different than everyone else.
Yeah.
That's your unique selling proposition.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you, Coach Reed. And I know people listening are like, okay, I've had that feeling too. I've always felt different. I always felt like I was meant to do more if I could only have the audience. And the truth is, anyone can do this. It does take lots of action. It does take strategy, but anyone can do this. If you are listening and you're interested in being in the same program Coach Reed is in, or figuring out other ways that you can work with me, even more affordable ways, if you want to just dip your toe in and learn how to do that viral storytelling, because I have a whole course coming out on it, drop me a fire emoji in a DM and I'll get you on that wait list because it's very powerful. It could change your whole life. Coach Reed,
you know what? I want to say one thing to just add on to what you're saying, and it just came up where it's like, even if you don't want to be an entrepreneur, even if you don't want to have an online business, like the community that you have created is so amazing. And I know I did the I Am challenge that you did, and it really did. It connected, like that energy, I connected with that energy so much. So even if, you know, people might not, they just need help with their business on the side and not actually take it on, but to be a part of the community that you have created is so worth it. And I mean, I'm so amazed at it. And so I'm so thankful that, you know, our paths crossed and we aligned. And, you know, I always say, like, when I was personal training in person, I never marketed myself. I'm like, the people who will find me, they will find me. And I truly believe that about your program is the people who, you know, you're able to speak to and that's called to you, they're going to find you and they're going to love it just like me. So if there's one thing that you can tell, you know, my audience and especially all of these new followers, 50,000 y'all in 2 weeks, like what would you tell them?
For about you?
Yeah, whatever.
I think Coach Reed's energy is 20 out of 10. She's got so much love inside of her heart. She's doing great things for not just herself, but for Billy. Her intentions are pure. When we get on our coaching calls, she's not there just to hear about how much money she can make. She's really there to see, how can she make Billy's life better? How can she afford to take Billy to Disney World? How can Billy have a life that he didn't get to have whenever your parents were taking care of him? And how can you give him those moments that he never got? And intentionally, maybe they didn't have time to play with him, and you want to create a life where you have time to be intentional with him because that's what he deserves and that's what he needs. I mean, even in our last call, like, he was like showing you his toys. He was so excited. I was just like, you're so patient. You're so loving. You're so kind. And like, what people see of you and Billy, when I coach with you privately, I mean, I'm seeing even more how gentle you are, how kind you are. So everyone should know you're a good person through and through, and what you're sharing is very, very authentic, and it makes me so happy because I want to work with purpose-driven entrepreneurs. I want to work with good people. I know if we put the tools to build wealth in the hands of worthy women, women who are going to do something good with that money, then we'll change the world. And so it's just been an honor and privilege to be able to not only give someone tools and then take action and then get results, but for it to be someone who's really doing something amazing in the world. So thank you for being that client for me. I'm still going to be praying that you're the one that surpasses me. Like, you're kicking ass. I mean, it's only a matter of time.
Hey, we rise up. And one note about Billy, I have to say this because I'm very real, where yes, I am patient and kind, but he's also my brother too. Like, I feel like I got my brother back when he's like constantly wanting to kiss me or hug me. It gets to, I'm like, okay, can you just stop? Like, go somewhere. I love you so much, but go. And he goes, oh, okay, continue. And I'm like, and then we just laugh, right? So, like, to be very real too, is that's why I'm like, no, we're still siblings too. The first time I went to go do my laundry, and he grabbed his laundry, and I go, what are you doing? He's like, I go, you do your laundry. I'm doing my laundry. So we keep that separate, you know. But yeah, just very real and authentic.
I love it. I love it. No, you're the realest. So that's what they need to know about you. I'm so excited that you've got all these new followers. For anyone who wants to learn that strategic storytelling, DM me a fire emoji. For anyone who wants to get into your 90 Day Strong, how does that work? How do they work with you?
Yeah, so I have a link to my Stan store right now. There's a link tree on my Instagram and TikTok. You can just go click on that link. I have several different options depending on where you are in your journey, on your journey. I have a free 7-day mindset reset and then a 90-day blueprint and then the actual course where it breaks it up and I coach you through it so much more. So the links are on my social bios and platforms.
And what can we expect? Like in 7 days, what can someone expect from a reset of their mindset? Like what will they feel like doing compared to, I mean, if they're coming to you and they need a reset, what does that look like versus what happens whenever they're out?
Yeah, more peace within mm-hmm. and more self-acceptance, because I truly feel like that is where we need to start. Like I had said before, like being okay with where you are on your journey. And I'll just kind of give a little bit more sneak peek into the last 2 days of the 7-day mindset reset is truly sitting in front of a mirror and looking at yourself in the eyes and saying, I love you. And truly feeling it. You know, this is something that I've practiced within my life the last few years. And it's just, it has such a huge impact. And, you know, so many people, they can give encouraging words of wisdom and motivation and accolades to their friends and families and even strangers. But then when you look in that mirror, it's a completely different story. And so that is, I think, that 7-day mindset reset is truly getting in tune with where you are and accepting yourself and truly loving yourself, you know?
I love it. I think if we're not taking action in our lives in any way, shape, or form, it could be spiritually, it could be business, it could be fitness, whatever it is, I think it's because we're not actually having that acceptance of where we are. We're not really aware, or we feel too overwhelmed to take that next step. And so if you're resetting your mind, you've got that peace. After 7 days, you're going to be in a much better position to make moves that are healthy for you.
Well, and being able to approach the unknown and being uncomfortable so much more, right? Yeah. Like people don't want to move because they're overwhelmed or because it's uncomfortable. Like, you know, why do people stop a business program or a fitness program? It's, this is all new. This is uncomfortable. I don't want to do this anymore. So they resort back to what they know. And I know we're limited on time and everything, but in Olympic lifting, when I coach Olympic lifters, especially people coming from CrossFit to Olympic lifting, and I teach them the right way, and they're like, whoa, this feels so wrong. I'm like, because you've been doing it wrong all this time. That what was wrong felt good, but what is right doesn't feel good.
Right.
You know?
So. Right. No, totally get that. Totally get that. Well, I really just appreciate what you're doing in the world. I'm so freaking proud of you. And to be able to, in any way, be able to say, oh my gosh, like Coach Reet was in PPB and look what happened. Like, it makes my heart so happy. So cheers to you. Cheers to Billy. Cheers to the impact you're going to make in the world. I'm sending you big hugs, and I'm excited to have you for another 4 months in the PPB coaching program and see what happens next.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I've enjoyed this.
Thank you. It was wonderful to have you, Coach Reet.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Congratulations for listening to another episode of the Social Equity Podcast. Every moment you invest in building your brand is contributing to your social equity. If you're an exhausted coach or service provider, or you're just getting started building your brand from scratch, I can't wait to give you the first steps to go from 0 to 5K months and advance to 10 to 20K months. But why should you take my word for it? Well, I've spent over 9 years in the industry, amassing over 350,000 followers across platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube,
as well as hosting a top charting podcast, building a successful service provider business, and coaching powerful women to build purposeful, profitable personal brands. So yeah, you should lean in and listen to the social media secrets, sales tips, marketing strategies, and mindset hacks I share. I want to help you build your dream business that makes real money, leveraging the power of a personal brand on social media. Because you're ready to quit wasting time on content that isn't working and start bringing in the money you deserve as a purpose-led coach or service provider, sharing your gifts with the world. So for a limited time, I'm giving away your first steps to go from 0 to 5K months and advance to 10K to 20K months. Grab my newly revamped Profitable Personal Brand Blueprint, the proven framework to build yourself a personal brand that motivates, inspires, and sells so that your business can thrive the way it should. Just go to the link in the show notes. To ask me questions in real time, join me on Instagram Live for the live podcast show. The schedule is always posted on my profile. My handle is at Sophia Spolino. And if you're tired of posting without a reliable strategy and posting without maximal profit, just like many of my clients were before, then you want to join the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Many of you asked how you can get me to coach you on building a profitable personal brand like the one I have. That's why I designed this coaching program, so you could have me coach you, guide you, and mentor you. This is for female coaches, service providers, and entrepreneurs who want to be known for purposeful work and build an extremely profitable personal brand on social media without wasting time. Whether you're a novice at creating or you're feeling stuck hitting a plateau in business that once had consistent revenue and need guidance, support, and coaching to get to your next level, book a strategy call to speak with either me or my team to see if we'd be the right fit to work with each other inside of the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Mind you, I am very selective and this coaching program is not for everyone because I'm only taking on serious, purpose-driven, and committed soul sisters inside of my community. If that's you, book your free strategy call now. The link is in the show notes. And if you feel yourself come alive and get excited to take radical responsibility for building your social equity, your personal brand that no one can take from you, leave a 5-star rating with a kind review wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to share the show with a powerful woman you know. And remember, with a positive mindset and a profitable personal brand, all things are possible. So go get up and go get what you want.